Thank you and good morning. One of the vehicles involved in the head-on collision on Highway 299 near Blue Lake on Monday evening was carrying a family, the Woods, headed to Manila to visit family and friends at the Manila Community Holiness Church. The father, Jeff, is a pastor, and along with mom, Yesenia, who was pregnant with child number 6, there were 5 children, 4 girls and a boy, all 7 and under, in the vehicle. The mother is currently in a Santa Rosa hospital for treatment of serious injuries, and she lost the baby in the crash. A 3-year-old died as well, and the other children suffered serious injuries. The family is now in need of clothing, car seats, and sleeping bags to replace items destroyed in the collision. Donations can be dropped off at Southwest Answering Service at Harrison F. Street in Eureka or at the church in Manila. A GoFundMe account has been set up to help the family, and you'll find it under the title, Help My Church. The other vehicle involved in the collision on 299 was carrying members of the Kapoman Orcutt family of Hoopa, and they are in need of assistance from the community as well. The mother, Janine Kapoman Orcutt, who was the front seat passenger in the vehicle headed east driven by her husband Kevin Orcutt, suffered fatal injuries after the vehicle left the roadway and rolled down an embankment. A second passenger, 23-year-old Stephanie Kapoman, was taken to Reading for treatment of injuries, and Kevin Orcutt suffered serious injuries and remains in the hospital. A fourth passenger, 24-year-old Hoopa man Thomas Perry, was uninjured. The Orcutt family has established a GoFundMe page to help with funeral and other expenses, with a goal of $10,000. Just over $5,100 has been donated so far. Arcata Police and Humboldt State Police are asking for anyone who was present at a house party on Spear Avenue last Saturday to contact investigators. Detectives are interviewing potential witnesses to a stabbing that left 19-year-old HSU sophomore David Josiah Lawson dead. Police have interviewed 25 people so far, but there could be dozens more who were present and who have not spoken to investigators. 23-year-old Kyle Zellner has been arrested in connection with the incident, and he was booked into county jail on a murder charge, and a search warrant connected to Zellner has been served. Arcata Police also received an email from an anonymous source they believe has information directly related to the incident, and they ask that person come forward and speak to detectives. A vigil in honor of Lawson is scheduled for tomorrow on campus, and members of Lawson's family are expected in town today. Also in Arcata, the Arcata City Council will hold its regularly scheduled meeting tonight, and that will mean the newest council member will be sworn in and take his seat. Last week, the Arcata City Council announced it had appointed Humboldt State grad and Arcata small business owner Brett Watson to fill out the remainder of Mark Wheatley's term. Wheatley is now the city manager in Fortuna. Jordan Christmas has news from Caltrans.
An estimated time for reopening has not been determined yet by Caltrans officials, as Highway 101 north of Leggett remains closed until further notice. Slide activity closed down the road, and according to Caltrans officials, there is more slide material hanging above the roadway that is yet to fall, and with more rainfall forecasted, it may cause the slide to become active again. Motorists are encouraged to plan ahead and to seek alternate travel routes, and plan to include detours to Interstate 5 on your route.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and in the final week of April, there will be several local events to see the month out and to take time to remember the victims. District Attorney Maggie Fleming has dealt with the impacts of sexual assault throughout her career, and she spoke about the difficulties that come with sexual assault crimes. At the top of the list, according to Fleming, is that when it comes to sex crimes, our society still has the tendency to blame the victim, even children, for what has been done to them.
I think that it's still that the person who's the victim must have done something to bring it on. Even with children, I've been shocked, you know, the number of times someone has suggested that. I've had family members suggest that. I'm just always surprised at the amount we blame victims.
Fleming went on to say that this is not the case when it comes to other violent crimes, and that the stigma of being a sexual predator will lead even family members to blame a victim first instead of the perpetrator.
Because when you compare it to other crimes, and this is, you know, obviously something we do with jury selection and trying to talk to the public about it, when someone gets robbed, you know, at gunpoint, nobody ever says, well, you were wearing a nice watch, didn't you think? You know, I mean, nobody goes down that road. And it's just so shocking that for this other type of crime, that is the prevalent attitude.
You can listen to DA Maggie Fleming talk sexual assault on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.